This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people Saturday in nationwide protests calling for the release of leading opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Navalny had called on his supporters to take to the streets. After being arrested last weekend on his return to Moscow, the first time since being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in August. In central Moscow, Reuters reporters estimated at least 40,000 people gathered in one of the biggest unauthorized rallies in years. Police beat protesters with batons, bundled them into police vans. They chanted freedom for Navalny, but also Putin is a thief and disgrace. Navalny and his supporters hope the mass demonstrations will pressure the authorities to let him go. The ex-lawyer accuses Vladimir Putin of ordering his killing, which the Russian president denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. President Joe Biden held his first phone call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday, who said he looked forward to working with the new U.S. president, including tackling climate change. Johnson used the call with Biden to welcome the announcements that the United States would rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. The two leaders also discussed the prospects of a free trade deal. On Twitter, Johnson wrote, "Great to speak to President Biden this evening. I look forward to deepening the long-standing alliance between our two countries as we drive a green and sustainable recovery from COVID-19. A spokeswoman for the prime minister said the leaders also discussed the benefits of a potential free trade deal between Britain and the United States. On Friday, Biden spoke to Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden assured U.S. mayors Saturday that he and Vice President Kamala Harris would be active and accessible partners in the White House in helping them respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
You have a partner in the White House, Vice President Harris and me, partner you can trust, who will listen, who will work to get you what you need.
Biden was addressing the winter leadership meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors via a virtual address from the White House. In the midst of cutbacks in workforce and emergency services and growing poverty, U.S. cities, especially the smaller ones, are hoping the next round of pandemic stimulus includes them and that Biden will advocate for them now that he is in office. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam said Saturday that the region might use lockdown-style methods again to control the coronavirus. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Cases in Hong Kong's Yau Sim Mong district, a working-class neighborhood with old buildings, represent about half of the infections in the past week. Sewage testing in the area picked up more concentrated traces of the virus, prompting concerns that poorly built plumbing systems and a lack of ventilation may raise the risk of spread. Authorities say an area of 16 buildings in the district are locked down until residents are tested. Residents are not allowed to leave their homes until they receive their test results. The government says the restrictions are expected to end within 48 hours. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Larry King, the suspenders sporting everyman whose interviews with world leaders, movie stars, and ordinary Joes helped define American conversation for half a century, died Saturday. He was 87. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Brooklyn-born King began his career at a small Miami radio station in the late 1950s. By the early 60s, he was a local celebrity at a larger station with a newspaper column. By the late 70s, King hosted the first nationwide radio call-in show.
You're listening to The Larry King Show.
Then he got his CNN show. He told AP about his interview style in 1994.
I think you learn more through good questioning and sincere curiosity than you do through badgering. I never learned anything when I badger people.
And said the job helped his love life.
I was 23 years old and I was filling in for the all-night guy. And a voice called me and said, "I find you entrancing." And no girl had ever called me in my whole life.
King was married 8 times to 7 women, twice to the same one. Work, King once said, it's the easiest thing to do. I'm Julie Walker.
Someone in Michigan bought the winning ticket for the $1.05 billion Mega Millions jackpot, which was the third largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The Mega Millions top prize had been growing since September. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.